very first inkling I ever got about teasing and the power it holds happened my freshman year in college, in a t-shirt shop of all places. I was walking the boardwalk with my boyfriend. We'd known each other for a few weeks and had been spending a lot of time together recently. He was cute and smart and a lot of fun. I always sensed an adventurousness about him. But that afternoon, I was going to find out just how deep that streak would run. Along the back of the shop were t-shirts that had words on them. One was porn star, another said sugar, and the third, in a beautiful gold glitter script, read tease. I passed the first two and picked up the third, smiling. I held it up to my chest, modeling it for him. "What do you think?" I asked, joking around. I wasn't sure what to make of his expression, which turned from startled to slightly embarrassed to eventually calm, even uninterested. I shifted back and forth, posing, watching him. "Cute," he said, half smiling. I tossed the shirt back and we headed out of the store. He had grown quiet, almost introspective. I wasn't sure what was going on. We walked about 3 blocks down in total silence before we both spoke at the same time, our words tripping over each other's. "My, so where do you," collided with his. "Sorry, I'm so quiet." I put my arm around him and asked, "What's the matter?" He looked at me a bit somber. "Terry," he started, "I really like you." I felt my heart drop down to my stomach, knowing what usually followed a line like that. "But," I interjected. He nodded softly. "But I need to ask you about something." I furrowed my brow, the response unexpected. "Why did you pick up that shirt?" he asked. "That? Well, that was just a goof," I said, relieved. "I mean, I love that kind of stuff. Flirting, teasing, you know?" I smiled at him, watching to see if his mood lightened. It didn't. "Well," he said, "it is something that I like. And I might as well tell you this right up front. I think it's one of the things that drew me to you in the first place." His tone was almost confessional. "You like flirting and teasing?" I asked, not sure what to make of his comments. "Well," he continued a bit sheepishly, "I like it very intense." "What do you mean?" I asked, trying to understand. "Like unfinished hand jobs and stuff?" His eyes opened wide and he became very excited. "Yes, exactly. Well, I love doing that kind of thing," I said, shrugging. "I just didn't think guys liked it." "Most guys don't," he said, lightening up considerably. "But I don't know. For me, there's something really wonderful about it. I mean, all that..." He stopped, growing nervous again. "Control?" I asked immediately. He nodded quickly. "Exactly." Something in me clicked. I'm not sure what, but it was like something inside me opened up. Very slowly and deliberately, I said to him, "You want me to control you?" He nodded, looking down. I felt a surge of power. "Say it," I demanded firmly. "I want you to control me," he said softly, looking down again, in almost a whisper. This time the surge I felt was more like a rush. I want you to go buy me that shirt, I said directly. He smiled for the first time now. Really? He asked, delighted. We walked back to the shop, hand in hand. But this time I couldn't escape the feeling that I was the one holding his hand, guiding him, leading him, and I liked it. We walked to the back of the shop and I stood in front of the t-shirts again. As he reached for the shirt, I stopped him. I walked back around behind him and leaned forward, pressing my lips to his ear. I whispered, "Not yet." Gently, I bit down on his earlobe, sucking and nibbling. I reached around and grabbed hold of his cock through his shorts. "Don't move," I whispered as I started to stroke him. Slowly, I increased the pace, rubbing and kneading him firmly. I could feel his heart pounding and his breathing increase. His hardness was throbbing in my hand. Abruptly, I stopped, letting my hand trace over his stomach and ribs. He let out a soft, involuntary whimper, which made me giggle. I took his hand in mine and glanced over at the shirts. He picked one up, and I led him to the counter. He paid for the shirt and took the small bag and placed it in front of him, where a small wet spot had formed on his shorts. "Let's go to your place," I said, smiling. "We've got a lot to talk about." When we got home, we sat together on his couch. "I know this is probably strange for you," he started. I listened. "It's the opposite of what most guys want. Most guys hate being teased and just want to have sex. I'm the other way around." He was blushing a bit. "I don't think that's strange," I said calmly, as I reached over and unzipped his shorts. I gently eased his cock out as I looked back up at him. "Go on." "It's just that," he said, as I slid my hand up and down his cock, stroking it rhythmically. "Oh, God. Oh," he moaned. I grabbed hold of his cock lightly and slowly let it slip through my fingers. "Concentrate. You were trying to tell me something." "Oh, God," he whimpered. "Please, please let me come." I smiled and shook my head. "But weren't you just saying that you're not like other guys, remember?" I asked sweetly. "But, God, oh." He tried to speak, arching his back and squirming as I kept stroking. Without a word, I stopped, leaving him hard and throbbing. "No, no, no, please," he begged. "Shh," I whispered. I slowly slipped out of my shorts and shirt and casually removed my bra, back turned to him, while I pulled on my new shirt. I rested my hand back down on his cock, giggling as it twitched at the sensation of my touch. "We are going to do this all night," I told him, starting to stroke. "And tomorrow, we'll see if this is what you really want." He was twisting back and forth, trying to press himself against my hand, which I would pull away just before he was able to touch it. I curled up against him, running my fingers around his thighs and stomach, giving him some time to calm down a bit. So, is this what you fantasize about? I pressed closer. He nodded. Are there other things you fantasize about? Kinky things? I asked coyly. He blushed and nodded. I returned to stroking him, slowly, deliberately. And as I did, I found it was like milking him for information. The closer he grew to an orgasm, the more he'd talk. He'd start off shy and reticent. By the time he was on the edge, it was like a floodgate had opened. A flood of fantasies, desires, and fetishes spilled out of him. The things he had harbored deep inside, but had never told a soul. As he spoke, a mixture of excitement and desperation permeated his voice, and I felt my insides start to squirm. And I could feel my excitement rising, my wetness growing. Finally, when I couldn't bear it any longer, I straddled his lap, my soaking wet panties pressed hard against his cock. I slowly started to grind against him. If you come, I am going to be furious, I hissed at him as I started to grind harder. Please, no, he begged. I can't hold back. I can't stand it. His words, his desperation, made me grow hotter, grind faster. Oh, I was getting off on how hard I was making it for him. Finally, I exploded, coming and grinding into him, grabbing a handful of his hair and pulling him close and kissing him hard. After coming again, I collapsed on him. His eyes were closed and he was whimpering desperately. I sat back and looked down, seeing what he had done. His thumb and his forefinger were wrapped around the base of his cock, squeezing it tightly as it bulged above his hand. He was trying to swallow with an obviously dry mouth. He tried to speak coherently, but the best I could piece together was that the minute he let go of his cock, a flood of cum was going to shoot out of him. He was shaking. But you can't come like that right now, I asked. He nodded his head. So there is an easy way to take care of this, I told him, and then disappeared into the bathroom. This ought to work, I said, holding up a thermometer, like a plug. I slowly licked the thermometer and then pressed the silver tip against the tip of his cock. Gently, I guided it inside him, slowly pressing it into the length of his hard cock. I held it and instructed him to let go. As he did, he seemed to spasm a bit, his cock straining. I smiled and laughed softly before slowly withdrawing the thermometer, watching as cum bubbled up from the tip of his cock. I held it to his mouth and told him to clean it. I smiled softly as he licked the cum off the glass. Then I looked at him sternly. I told you not to come, and you did anyway, didn't you? He nodded. I tried not to. That is something we are going to have to work on, I told him. I looked at him sternly. Well, it's too late to do anything about it tonight. But tomorrow, I want to take you to see a friend of mine, okay?
I was being intentionally vague.
Who? He asked tentatively.
Just a friend, I said coyly.
His hesitancy grew.
I'm not sure, Terry. I bit my lower lip and smiled.
You were a very bad boy, I told him sharply. I asked you not to come, and you did anyway.
He was looking more and more confused.
I didn't think you were, you know, serious, he protested.
Of course I was serious, I added just a touch of disappointment to my voice. I really had hoped you'd wait for me. I slid my hand along his leg, slowly tracing his thigh, until I reached his crotch. I touched him gently. I want to see you squirm. I want to hear you whimper. I want to hear you beg, and maybe even something more. I felt him grow harder in my hand, so I began stroking him slowly again.
What do you mean, more? He queried.
Oh, you'll find out tomorrow. I teased, smiling as I continued stroking him.
Now, do you think you'll be able to keep your hands off yourself tonight, or do I need to give you a little help?
I asked him, growing more playful. I twirled my hair with my finger, watching him squirm a little.
What kind of help? He asked.
Well, I said seductively, I could always tie you up. I felt his cock stiffen at my invitation, and I giggled. I see you like the idea, I continued teasing him a little. He had closed his eyes and was now arching his back, pressing into my hand. The more he pressed, the less I rubbed, pulling back as I sensed his hunger growing. Finally, he reached up, grabbing my hand and pressing it into his cock. I chided him, laughing. You don't do that. That's being a bad boy. He blushed, squirming a bit, and swallowed hard. Please, he said softly. I shook my head slowly, standing. I waved my finger at him, walking over to his closet. I opened it up and started looking around. I found three beautiful silk ties and pulled them off the hanger. I walked back towards him, sauntering slowly, provocatively running the ties through my hands. Okay, stand up, arms behind you. He did as I asked. As I touched his arms, I could feel him trembling. I took the first tie and wrapped it around his wrists, cinching them together tightly. He twisted them a bit, but the tie held tight. The second tie I drew tight around his arms, pulling his elbows together behind him, which surprised him a bit and left him more vulnerable than he expected. He squirmed quite a bit more, now really feeling his freedom evaporate. There's no use, I said. I'm very good at this. He squirmed a bit more, pulling and twisting before giving up. His face was flushed and his breathing was a bit ragged. Now, this last tie, I began. This one is special. I pressed up close to him and passed the silk tie between his legs, taking one end in each hand. I began sliding it back and forth, brushing his cock and balls. Almost involuntarily, he started to hump it. As he did, I'd stop. Hold still, I lectured him, again rubbing him with a soft silk until he couldn't keep still. Three more times I teased him until he couldn't stand it anymore. I could tell he was desperate, watching him and listening to him. His words had turned from soft begging to mumbled pleadings. I would occasionally tease him more, telling him he wasn't being clear, that he'd have to calm down before I could understand him. "It's getting late," I finally told him, "and you are going to have a big day tomorrow. Let's get you to bed." Before doing so, I got out more ties. I led him to the bed and helped him lie down. Once he was comfortable, I tied each ankle to the bottom bedposts, spreading him nice and wide. Then I slipped into bed next to him and switched off the lights. I cuddled up close and ran my hands and fingers over his chest, his stomach, his neck, his thighs, slowly raking my fingernails along his inner thighs, right up to his cock, before stopping. I pressed my breasts and my pussy into him, squirming against him, moaning. Every time he made a sound, I'd hush him, telling him to try and get some rest. It wasn't long before he was squirming again. I wet my lips and pressed them to his ear. In a flood of hot breath, I whispered to him, "I'm not touching it again tonight, so be a good boy and just sit still." As I pressed against him, I let my own hand wander between my legs, slipping a finger inside. I gyrated against my own hand, pressing my body hard into his as I let a long, slow, powerful orgasm wash over me, telling him how good it felt. The last thing I remember before drifting off to sleep was his soft whimpering and seeing his swollen purple cock sticking straight up while I rested my head on his stomach, letting my eyes close. I kissed his belly and wished him sweet dreams. As usual, I woke up right at 7 a.m. I looked up, seeing he was still sleeping. I giggled softly to myself, wondering how he had slept. There was only one way to wake him up. With one hand, I cupped his balls, feeling how full they were, which brought a smile to my face. I licked my other hand 4 or 5 times, getting it nice and wet, and wrapped it around his cock, which grew immediately in my hand. I squeezed, slowly letting it slip through my wet fingers. He woke up squirming, pulling at his bound wrists, which I was happy to see had remained trapped behind him all night. I withdrew my hand and pressed my cheek to his stomach, looking up at him. "How did you sleep?" I asked. He was trembling softly. He raised his hip, arching his back a bit, desperately trying to press into something to gain release. "Please," he begged softly. I smiled and kissed his stomach. "Oh, you are so cute," I said, giggling at him. As I rolled off, I made sure to let my hand brush his cock, which started him squirming frantically. I pressed my lips close to his ear and whispered to him, "Tell me what you want." "I want you to touch me," he whispered breathlessly. "But I have been touching you," I said, tracing my finger over his cheeks and lips. I want to come," he said, looking at me now with deep desperation in his eyes. I laughed. please. He moaned, his tone growing more desperate. I bit my lower lip and looked into his eyes for just a second before shaking my head no. I went back to tracing my finger over his lips, which were quivering slightly. Look at it. It seems to be enjoying this more than you are. I was looking down at his cock, which was larger than I thought imaginable. It was a deep red, swollen, and it had started to leak little dribbles of pre-cum. I hate to tell you this, but I love seeing you like this. And you know what else? I think you like it too. He closed his eyes and was flushed. His cheeks turned pink. How does it feel knowing you could come at any second, but that I won't let you? I asked. His eyes remained closed. His breathing was now short and choppy. I leaned close and hissed into his ear. I want to take your orgasms away from you. I want to own them. He squirmed harder. As his frustration grew, so did his squirming. Finally, he let loose. Oh, God, Terry. Yes, please take them. I want you. I need you. His voice was shaky. I need you so much. I smiled. What do you need? He was choking on his words. I don't know. I don't care. I just need you. His cock was twitching now as he turned his head to me. God, Terry, you're so beautiful, he told me. I slid my hand between my legs, feeling my wetness, finding my clit with my finger, feeling my stomach tighten and my lips swelling. Tell me again, I whispered breathlessly. I writhed and twisted, teasing and probing myself as he began telling me how beautiful I was. My lips, my breasts, my legs, my ass, every inch of my body. I came violently, hearing the sincerity in his voice, how much and how deeply I excited him, and how helpless he was. I pressed against his side, watching his swollen cock react. Nothing I could imagine could turn me on more. His desperate voice of adoration, my pleasure, and the intense suffering I knew I was causing. I collapsed onto his chest, wrapping my arms around him. I slowly ground my wetness into his legs, which were still bound to the foot of the bed. It filled me with a vague, warm pleasure. After a few minutes of cuddling, I crawled down the bed and positioned myself between his legs. You get one chance, I told him as I lowered my head and placed my tongue at the base of his swollen cock. Slowly, I traced it along the underside of his cock, right to the tip. He let out a sound that was somewhere between a moan and a squeal. But to my amazement, he didn't manage to come. Again, please, he pleaded desperately. Oh, I teased. I said, one chance. I looked up at him, smiling. I really am sorry. I thought you'd get a little relief. But, he protested. If you wanted me to come, just do it again. Just do something. He was trying to reason, but his head was spinning. I shook my head playfully. You had your chance. Now hush. Good boys know when to keep quiet. Now, if I untie you, you have to promise me you will follow two rules for me. I was looking down at him, trying to look as serious as possible, hiding how much I was enjoying this. First rule, no touching. Understand? He looked at me confused. No touching. No touching at all. You mean my cock? He asked. I smiled sweetly and nodded. For how long? He wanted to know. All day? I shook my head slowly. For as long as you want to keep seeing me. You decide which one you want more, me or your cock, because you can't have both. I felt a rush of power fill me as he shook his head, nodding quickly. Then you agree? I asked. Softly, he replied, I agree. Second, you don't get to come unless I say okay. Understand? This time he shivered and nodded, looking away. Say it, I demanded. I don't get to come anymore unless you let me, he said, blushing furiously. Good boy. I said, touching his warm, glowing cheek. I rolled down to the end of the bed and untied his ankles. I eased him to the side of the bed and helped him sit up. I untied his elbows first. Before untying his wrists, I made him repeat both promises. This time, I added a threat. If you break either one of those rules, there will be consequences. If you come without permission, you will be punished. But if you touch yourself, I mean even once, I'm leaving for good. He nodded. As I loosened the tie around his wrists, I whispered in his ear, and I'm going to make it very, very hard for you. Already I could sense the struggle inside him, his hands free and his cock aching, desperately wanting to touch, but prohibited from doing what he yearned for the most. I think it was easier when I was tied, he said, fidgeting on the edge of the bed. And I responded, it's only going to get worse. Now let's get some breakfast. I have a surprise for you today. He nodded and smiled nervously. I stopped him from dressing. I like you better like this, I said, smiling. I followed him down to the kitchen. Little was I to know that this was the day which would change how I thought about him, about sexuality, and about myself. The pleasure I was getting from teasing him was more intense than anything I had ever experienced. And watching him strain helplessly while I reached orgasm after orgasm was the most fulfilling sexual experience of my life. It was during breakfast that I made my mind up. I need to know how far you are willing to take this, I said tentatively. He looked at me nervously. I don't know what you mean. Take what? I couldn't tell whether he was confused or playing coy. I have to be honest, this has sparked something inside me that I've never felt before. Sure, I thought teasing you was going to be fun, playful, but this is different. You wouldn't believe the things I'm thinking about doing to you. I smiled, tracing my foot along his leg, up along his inner thigh, until the ball of my foot was pressing into his crotch. I gently twisted my foot against him, feeling him grow hard at the sensation. Oh, I teased. You like that? He just nodded. I watched him, sitting quietly. Finally, he spoke. Terry, I can't even begin to tell you all the things I'm feeling. My head is spinning. I've never felt this way before. He stopped, arching his back and moaning, pressing into my foot. Is it a good feeling or a bad one? I asked. He regained his composure briefly as I eased my foot back. Both, Terry. It's the best and worst I've ever felt. I hate it, but I crave it. But the thing I like most, he paused, looking down, is how much you like it. Oh, I do. I love it. I love seeing you this way. I mean, I really love it. I let my foot continue to work on him. I want you to understand, you're going to feel like this all the time. I stopped for a second before telling him what I was really thinking. I have to tell you, you look so cute like this. So adorable. And when I look at you, all I can think about is how to make it worse. Do you understand what I'm saying? He was trembling, and I could see his eyes beginning to tear up a little, a sight which caused me to squirm a bit. I could feel his suffering, his aching inside me. It was growing unbearable. I slid my hand back down between my legs, and I leaned back in my chair, my hair brushing the back of my neck as I gently brushed my fingertip over my clit. Slowly at first, then faster and harder. I could feel myself growing wetter. Feel that deep ache of need inside me. Now, I cried out, get over here. He came over and stood beside me. Breathlessly, I instructed him, get on your knees. Eyes closed, I grabbed his head by the hair and shoved his face between my legs. He responded, licking me and letting his tongue slip inside my wetness. Almost instantly, I was coming. Once, twice, then a third time. Harder than I had ever come before. I could feel his need, his hunger, his desperation with each movement of his tongue or his lips. He continued gently tasting me as the feeling started to subside. As my head started to clear, I could hear a soft moaning, which turned into a whimper. I looked down and saw his cock was bigger than it had been the night before, swollen, almost purple from the strain. And then I noticed something else. All at once, three things came together. His whimpering was growing worse. I felt a dampness on my own thighs. I looked down, seeing his mouth buried between my legs. I saw his cheeks were wet. It hit me. He was crying. At that moment, I felt the most powerful orgasm of all my life overtake me. I held his head between my legs as I screamed. I could barely remember it at all. Beyond being enveloped in a mind-numbing, earth-shaking feeling of total and complete pleasure. Afterward, I was covered in sweat, unable to speak, only able to respond to his queries, "Are you all right?" by nodding with my eyes closed. When I finally came around, I felt his cheek resting against my thigh. His tears had slowed. As he reached up to wipe his cheek, I stopped him. I pulled his hand back and whispered to him, "Leave them. I like them." He looked at me and whispered in a voice which grew increasingly pathetic, "It hurts so much, Terry. Please, please." I smiled down at him, stroking his hair. "Please what?" "Please help me," he begged, the words seeming to stick in his throat. I had decided what I wanted, what I needed from him. "This is your last chance. I mean it." I looked sternly at him. "You have one of two choices. Either you come for me, which will, I promise you, be the most mind-blowing orgasm of your life, and we end things here. We'll both remember this as an incredibly hot weekend, but that will be the end of things. Or..." I paused, looking down at him. His eyes opened wider. "Yes?" he asked anxiously. "Or you will become mine totally and completely. You live like this, frustrated and tormented. Every day will be more difficult. The only satisfaction you'll have is knowing how unbelievably hot you make me, seeing you ache and suffer." Without a moment of hesitation, he responded, "Oh God, Terry, yes, that's what I want, what I need. I'm yours." He was blathering. "You're sure?" I asked. He nodded again enthusiastically. "Lie down," I instructed him. He obeyed. "Raise your knees to your shoulders," I told him. "Hands behind your head." He clasped them there immediately. I lowered myself between his legs and slid my finger in my mouth, getting it nice and wet. Slowly, I ran it along the underside of his cock. He was shaking. When it reached the tip, I said, "Repeat after me. I will never come again," I said slowly, my finger sliding back down the underside of his throbbing cock. He repeated it, barely able to speak the words. "Without Terry's permission," I added. "Without Terry's permission," he groaned. I smiled and leaned down, whispering in his ear, "I want you to know what you'll be missing." I continued stroking him, gently, playfully, barely brushing the spots that sent him into near convulsions. "Come for me," I said sharply, and began feverishly rubbing the tiny spot just below the head of his cock, which seemed the most sensitive. He squealed and moaned and whimpered as his whole body shook, cum pumping out of his hard cock, shooting hard enough to hit his neck, shoulders, and chest. I varied the pace, helping him pump. Even after he came, I continued to stroke him, gently, but rhythmically, my hands slippery with his cum. Before too long, he was coming again. This time, he let go, his whole body convulsing as more hot cum shot from that engorged cock of his. Oh, finally, I let my hands slide off his cock, curling up and cuddling him. His eyes were closed and his breathing short and shallow. It wasn't fair for me to ask you before. You were too desperate. He was looking at me, caught somewhere between confusion and exhaustion. I also wanted you to know exactly what you're giving up. It felt good, didn't it? I asked. He blushed a bit and nodded. How are you feeling? A little less horny? A little less desperate? I ran my finger along his cheek. He nodded and pressed into my finger. Still willing to give all that up for me? To go back to feeling the way I left you last night? Oh, I'll let you come sometimes. But it won't be like that was. I'm not going to let you feel that good. I want you to understand. He nodded and spoke softly. I understand. And? I asked. He looked down and spoke again. And I want it. I want it so much, more than anything I've ever wanted before. I smiled. Good boy. I leaned down and kissed his forehead. Thank you, I giggled, adding, I promise to make you regret it. He looked up at me, smiling. Terry? He asked, looking into my eyes. I looked back and nodded. Mm-hmm. You are so beautiful, he told me, his eyes filled with adoration. Oh, that's sweet. I never get tired of hearing that. I ruffled his hair and told him to go take a shower. After that, I guess I won't have to watch you to make sure you don't cheat. He blushed and shook his head. Those were the events which led to our new life. Since our first night together, we've not spent a night apart. The feelings I get from seeing him aching and frustrated have only grown more intense, almost like an addiction. I need to see him that way, and he needs to feel it. It's been 3 years since that fateful day when we bought that t-shirt, and not a morning has passed that I haven't woken up thinking about some new way to tease my poor boy into utter frustration. Every day is a new adventure for me. Every day, I find a way to make things just a little harder for him. And every night ends with the words, "You are the most beautiful woman in the world. I love you."